Ovi on Shir of Simcha. Okay? So it says, Mahu Tikkun. So we spoke about the four basic foundations. And we said that Afa, right? The bad of Afa is Atzvus v'Atzlus. Atzvus is like feeling bad, maybe depression, if it's very bad. And Atzvus is laziness. That's the bad of the Yisod of Afa. The good of that, says Revolvi, is Simcha. So now he's going to say that. Mahu hatikun shu yasod ha'afa. What's the fixing of this midah of afa? We remember we did the Abi Yasodas? So now we're going now. Hasimcha hatadirit b'chelko. That a person is, I don't say happy, but b'simcha always in his portion. That's keneged yasod ha'afa. Okay? That's the tikkun of Yesod HaAfa. Ki kol da'avdin min shamaya. Everything that is done for him, min shamaya, from heavens, letav, is done for his good. So straight away you see that simcha b'chelko has to be with emuna. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for me is good. Does it feel at the moment good? No. I got a stomachache. No. Things aren't working out for me. No. But there must be a reason, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. We know He's the source of all good. That means everything, even Chas V'Shalom, the eminent Ra that seems to me bad, is really its shorish, its source is in good. And that's an emuna. So Simcha has to come with emuna. If you don't have emuna, very simply, you can't be Sameach B'chelko. Because there's no one who gets only good, immediate good from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The only place for getting that all the time good is Le'olam Shekulo Tov, the place where it's only complete goodness. That's Olam Haba. In this world, it's Me'uraf Tov Vera. So how can you be always B'Simcha? It's only if you have the Emunah, that even when things are seemingly bad, you realize, you have a realization that it's good. So Simcha is very much connected with Emunah. That's what Ravobi is telling us here. Next thing, V'gam lezarez atzmo, b'tachlis ha-simcha. Also he has to push himself, work with himself, for the purpose of Simcha, ba'avodat kon'o, for the sake of his Creator. I.e., why do you want to be Sameach b'chelko? Not because you want to have a good life. It's a good reason, but that's not the reason. We want to be Sameach b'chelko la'avodas kon'o, for the sake of our Creator. That's a tachlis in of itself. Why? Because what does Simcha show? Simcha shows, right, that I have a rotzen, a desire, right, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, and when are we Sameach? Obviously, you know, today wasn't Schnitzel Day, you know, everyone's sad. But if it was Schnitzel Day, right, it would be beaming, right? When there's something that's good that you like, you show rotzen for it, you show good rotzen, then you're Sameach. If we're Sameach b'avodas kono, what does that show? That shows a rotzen to do His will. And that's part of avoda. That's why the Nevi'im, right, got to their heights of avoda through Simcha. Right? David Melech with it. It wasn't the harp, but I don't know what the Hebrew. What is it?
L-Y-R-E.
And the Rambam brings that all the Nevi'im got to the level of Nevuah through Shir, through song. Right? Through Simcha. The Arizal says that he reached his Daga, and the Tzadok says the Daga of the Arizal, which is Gilo Eliyahu, was a level of Nevuah through Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Through the joy of doing the mitzvah. What does that mean? He had his rotzen, his inner rotzen. He felt like we feel about schnitzel, to tefillin, right? That's a dagger. When you get up in the morning and say, oh, tefillin today, do you think, wow, I'm going to do davening, I'm really into this tefillin? Yeah. And when you're eating that piece of schnitzel or that chocolate cake from Ricky, right? Do you have the same simcha with the tefillin as you have for the chocolate cake? That's what it means. Because for us, it's much easier to associate ourselves with the physical world and get pleasure from the physical world. So we have simcha in when we satiate those pleasures. But when a person has simcha for doing avodas konam, that means he's connected there. And when you're connected there, that's a very high level. And that's what simcha is there for. Simcha, it's an avoda. Simcha is an avoda because that avoda means that I'm living with my Creator. My Creator is very much part of my life, and His will is something intrinsic to my life. You with me? And the two things go together. The emuna and the simcha bechelko in terms of avodas Hashem go together. Because when a person has this realization of everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu does for him is letov, that's simcha bechelko. But it's also he's living on a level of closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that living on that level of closeness makes him want to be closer and closer. When you're close to someone, what do you want to do? You spend more time with them. You want to become closer. Right? When you're distant to someone, then you prefer being further distant from them. Not always you want to build that relationship. So it goes together, these two things. Okay. Hare, says Revolvi. Simcha bechelko. We have simcha in his portion. That's the kol man da avid, rachman la tavu da avid. That's for my good. Whatever he does for me. V'simcha b'mitzah. That's lezarez atzmo b'tachlis simcha b'avodas kona. He's doing it because he wants to. He's pushing himself to come close to his Creator. And in doing the mitzvahs, he wants to do it. Behem mit'aleh adam. With these two things, a person rises. Me'al l'kfeidut gufo. Above the heaviness of his physicality. Umishtachre, and therefore he frees himself meha atzvut from feeling bad or depression, whatever level there is, vaha atzlut, and from laziness, vaha yush, and from giving up hope of himself. Now he said a very big statement there. Atzvus. All these things, depression, laziness, and giving up hope of a person, all those things come from what? Kfeidut gufo. The more a person is connected to his physical being, the more he's going to have those things. Now, why is that? Now, remember we said, the Rambam says, we said this, the Rambam says that the opposite, what causes a person atzvus, when a person chas v'shalom, he has an emission that causes no tel mimor einav. It takes from light of his eyes and causes him atzvus. Stami says it. Why? We said that all atzvus, all depression, and also atzlus, comes from what? When a person is improperly connecting, when he's improperly expressing himself. What is a person? A person is made from two parts, basically, his spiritual and his physical. The purpose of life is for a person to properly express that spiritual in the physical world through his guf. When a person's osek, he's involved in only the physical, he's not expressing himself. When a person's not expressing himself in a proper way, that's atzvus, that's atzlus. That's the kvedus of the guf. So if a person's running around looking for his physical things, eventually he's going to be depressed. So that's why you will find the people who spend their time looking for physical and running after physical, they become so connected with the physical that they can't live without it. And any moment they don't have it, it's like a drug. To supplement their bad feelings of themselves, or that they're depressed, unless they can get those needs. It's like, you need to eat sugar all the time. So long as you can eat sugar, you're doing good. As soon as it stops, so you have, you feel a lack, and it's a lack that you can't fulfill, and you don't want to do with it, right? That causes the person, he feels he's a yush about himself. He feels he has these major needs that he can't fulfill. And he doesn't know how to do it. It's out of his control. His whole life's out of his control. You understand? That causes a person atzvus, depression. V'kvar dibarnu al inyan zeh. We already spoke about this. Beperek hazrizut. Ki bli simcha, without simcha, ein zrizus. Without simcha, without this joy for doing a mitzvah, there's no zrizus. Because atzlus comes when a person is not interested in what he's doing. There's no such thing as a lazy person. No one's lazy if he wants to catch his plane at 5 o'clock in the morning. You saw anyone who missed this plane at 5 o'clock in the morning? Laziness is a function of desire. If you find you're lazy to do something, it means you don't really want to do it. You're not really interested in it. Right? So if you're lazy about doing mitzvahs, whatever mitzvahs are, to sit in that mitzvah, in that area, you're not really connected with your Creator. Simcha is when you have a desire to do something. When you have a desire to connect with your Creator, automatically there's going to be a joy. You're going to get up in the morning, you're going to want to do it. You're going to be, there's going to be a zrizus in what you do. So we're asking a question here. Why at night, when you should in theory be more tired, right? It's easy to stay up. Then in the morning, when you're in bed and you just slept 8 hours, right? It's hard for you to get up. And let's say you're getting up to do the same thing. At night, you're staying learning. In the morning, you're getting up to learn. Same thing. Right? And even if it's for a plane trip, right? You're going on a trip with the yeshiva, right? At night, it's easy to stay up for the trip than morning getting up for the trip. So it's not because of desire. It's the same desire. So what's the difference? So there's a Gemara in Ksuvas. The Gemara in Ksuvas says as follows. Gemara says, if a woman was taken captive by bandits, right? And they rape her, right? So if a woman's raped, you know, she's still allowed to go back to her husband because it was onus.
Unless she's a kohen.
Yeah, unless she's a kohen, right. A regular Yisrael. But if a woman, like, is seduced, you know, and she voluntarily gives herself up, she's not allowed to go to her husband, right? If it's she gives herself with volition. Says the Gemara, that if she's raped, and in the middle of the action, she then says, I would do it voluntarily, I want it, i.e. there's volition in the middle of the action, says the Gemara, she's still allowed to go to her husband. And the Gemara gives a reason. The Gemara says, Yetza al-Bishay, her Yetza Hara, like, dressed on her, planted on her. I.e. when you're in the middle of an action, to separate from the action is much harder than you go to the action. That means she voluntarily would not have done this. But when she's in the middle of the action and she's enjoying it, it's very hard for her to separate. And that's why she's saying she would willingly do it. But that's not considered volition. So too here, when you're going to bed, you're not in bed. You don't have the same desires as the comfiness of bed. You just have it in your mind. But when you're in bed and you're sloughing there and it's warm and comfortable, it's much harder to get out.
Changes.
So now that we know that, right, what do we know? We now have a knowledge that the reason it's hard for us in the morning to get up is because we're in the comfy bed. So all we have to do is just jump out of that comfy bed and it'll be easier to stay there. And it's true, everyone who walks out of bed, right? There's very few people who, if they need to get up, will walk out of bed, say, oh, I want to go back in there. Unless, you know, it's like, you know, just lifting their head or something like that. There's no people who will walk out of bed and say, won't be able to stay out of bed. You understand what I'm saying? Because once you got up, you were kovish. If we now think about the words of Revolbi, what did Revolbi say? Atzlus is kvedus haguf. The heaviness of the goof. That's the goof has this inertia. Your Yetzirah is hard to move. If it's in a place where it's sitting, it has kvedus, it has heaviness. Once something's moving, it stays in movement. So Revolbi, v'gam harachu meramez al zekan. Rav Chaim Vital hints at this here. Right? This concept of simcha is associated with, the opposite of that, it's atzlus. i.e. not Zerizus. Mikom makom, hasimcha hi avoda miyuchedet. It's a special avoda. Vahechrach lo yiguna litlamed beze biyeter harchava. And therefore it's necessary, right, for us to learn this in more depth, width. Ma'amin amiti, a person who's a true believer. Tzarech liot sameach b'chelko. Because he sees everything in the world the Kodesh Baruch was done for his good. So he's sameach in his own personal life. Because even the bad things, he sees the good in them. And generally speaking, a person who's besimcha sees also good in other people. He sees good. People who are besimcha don't see ra so easily. Don't see bad so easily. They can notice it, but they'll see it something like extenuous. People who aren't besimcha, right? Let me say this, man. Samech b'chelko, right? If a person's a ma'amin, you're in Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Even bad things happen to you, right? You're a ma'amin, Kodesh Baruch Hu's running the world. If I'm a person who thinks I'm running the world, or thinks I'm running part of the world, like my life, and I want to be controlling of what's around me in my life, right? Can I be a ma'amin?
Not fully.
Can I be a simcha?
No.
When am I not going to be a simcha? When the things I think I'm in control go out of my control. If you're sameach b'chelko, right? That means whatever that chelik HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, you're sameach with it. Now there's certain parts of it which are hard. Certain things in life, for example, chas v'shalom, if a person's very poor and he doesn't have what to eat, can such a person be sameach b'chelko? If he doesn't have what to eat,
yeah.
It's difficult. If he doesn't have what to eat, but say his children don't have what to eat, or his wife doesn't have what to eat, what's much harder, right? That's much harder for him. Because even if you're sameach b'chelko, even if you're, but your children. So there's certain things which are very hard for us. Chas v'shalom, if a person sees, lo aleinu, something bad happening to people who are close to him, can he be sameach b'chelko? Himself, if something bad's happening to him, he can get over it. But it happens to people who are close to him.
Why is that considered chelko?
Chelko means your life around you. Anything that you're involved with is your chelko, is your portion. If chas v'shalom, there is a concept called avelus. Avelus means if chas v'shalom, a person's relative dies, he's an avel. That's not a time for simcha. It's the opposite of simcha. All those things which invoke simcha, you don't do. So we see, in terms of the reality of avelus, right? A person should not show signs of simcha. He doesn't have baths. He doesn't eat meat. He does all sorts of things, right? He doesn't get involved with other people, talking, you know, shalom, aleichem, right? He's secluded a little bit. People are visiting him, but he's secluded. He's involved in his own avelus. So when something like that happens, a person is not supposed to be. He's supposed to recognize those things. But 7 days pass, 30 days pass, a year for parents pass. He's supposed to go back to himself. There's a period of time for, I'm sorry this is happening, it's a bad thing, and there's an acceptance of it. The acceptance of that reality and continuing with life, besimcha. You understand? That's also his chelko. Understand? So say children, chas v'shalom, your children don't have what they need. So you're supposed to be, if you can't affect that, right? First of all, it's your achrayus, and you should go and do something about it. Right? That's vadai. That's not a shaila. Right? You have to look after your own family. Right? Your wife, your children. And then the family around you, you know, your town, your city, whatever, the world, right? But first, your immediate family. And then you go out. But if they don't have their needs, it's your obligation to get them those needs. You, at the same time, you have a mitzvah simcha. That means you're in the process of getting them the needs or working them out, but you haven't got them yet. You're davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything he gave you, you're not depressed, you're not sad. You understand what I'm saying? You have a concern that you're dealing with, and you're dealing with it in a proper way. Right? If you're not dealing in a proper way, that's wrong, you're doing an Aveira. You're dealing it with a proper way. Right? But at the same time, they still don't have those needs, but you are dealing in the proper way. You're supposed to. You say Mordeani in the morning. You thank Kodesh Baruch for all the good things he gave you. You say you're the bracha. Shasari kol tzorki. There's a simcha b'chelko. Even though it seems to you this is not a good thing, you know that the Kodesh Baruch was doing it for a reason that you don't understand. You understand? You're not supposed to be samech b'chelko. When I said like this, you're supposed to be sad if bad things happen, but there's a period of time for that sadness, and you have to, if you can change the situation, you change the situation as much as you can. What's changeable is changeable. What's unchangeable, that's your chelko. You have to be samech b'chelko. Because ultimately, there's an emunah, and Kodesh Baruch was doing that for your good, or for the good of the person that it happened to. A person's in a car, and he has a car accident, and he becomes a cripple. Chas v'shalom. What shaykh simcha b'ayim? He could have been this athlete, whatever he was supposed to be. He was this basketball player, right? He has to be accepting of that part of his life that he can't now change. And he has to work on his life and thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he'll make the Cripples Olympics. I don't know what it'll be, right? He has a chelek in his life. No. He'll show people how to live a better, full life who are ill in that way. You know how many people, there's people who had like major diseases. There are special people, like, you know, there's stories about these special people who had like certain illnesses or whatever, and they changed their whole life by showing people how you can be successful with that. And they wrote books and they helped people. And had they not had those that illness, they would have not done that. Their lives would not have been such a giving life. So sometimes those bad things, if you have the koach to accept your life, you can change it. You can change it for other people as well. You with me? Now, chas v'shalom, if a person is in a car accident and his child, chas v'shalom, is the one who's harmed. Now, you can't make, you know, if it's, say it's an older child, not a young, right? That child has his own free will. He has his own choices. You can speak to him, you can talk to him, but dad, I'm the cripple, not you. Right? He might not even accept you. He says, like, leave me alone. Say your child doesn't have the strength to be samech b'chelko. And you're trying to help him, and you're trying to work it out with him, and you're trying to do all that you can do, but he's depressed. And you send him to a psychologist, and the psychologist doesn't help. The psychologist can't help unless you want to change yourself. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's, that. And unless, in ain't a needy meaty, if you don't want to change, no one can help you. Now what do you do? Can you be sameach b'chelko? This accident and your child's depressed and they're not moving. You're doing everything as a responsible parent to help them, but they're not moving. What do you do then? Of course you have a kasha on Kodesh Baruch Hu, like, you know, why me? But what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving that for you? That you work on your emunah. Let's think about something. Avram Avinu, going around the world, he smashed Avodah Zarah. He destroyed this concept of Avodah Zarah in the world. He made, says the Gemara, he brought the concept of Adni, the concept of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the world. Kone shamayim va'aretz. Kone hakol. Avram Avinu. He brought the reality of God into the world. His first son, Yishmael, says the Midrash, he went off the derech. So Rashi says, he was over the Avodah Zarah, right? He went off the derech. The Midrash says Avraham Avinu went and visited him to see. You, Avraham Avinu, who represent the destruction of Avodah Zarah, your son went off the derech? You know what a tzad that must have been from Avraham Avinu? Kna midat hachesed, his whole life living? Forget it. Next test. Don't kill your children for Avodah Zarah, Lemolech. Don't do that. Avraham Avinu was the one who said that against the whole world. Hey, Avraham, I have something for you to do. Give your child for me. You know what a test that was? That's against all that he lived for. And according to Baruch Hu, he's telling the whole world, God's not like Avodah Zarah. That's a wrong thing to kill your child for Avodah Zarah. Molech, terrible. No, God asks him to do that. And he goes and does it. His only child. He believes that. You think when he was walking, he didn't think he was going to do that? When the angel came and said, don't. He said, but yeah, but just maybe just to, like, you know, put an indentation there. What does it mean? He really felt that. He was in that way of thinking. You know what a test that was? When Avraham Avinu went to Shecht to sacrifice Yitzchak, right? Did he go with Simcha or not? Yachdav. They went together. Both Avram, both Yitzchak. That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. There's acceptance of the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what emuna you have to have for that? That all that you live for, your Creator says, go against it? That's a tremendous test. That's life. Those tests exist in life. And you have to be sameach b'chelko. You have to go yachdav. You have to go for Kodesh Baruch Hu. What you can solve, you have the achrayus to solve. What you can't solve, there has to be sameach b'chelko. You understand?